Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to week two of our current Sunday morning series. The series is Thrive. Last Sunday, we talked about thriving emotionally, how God would choose for us to live in such a way that we can emotionally thrive in every circumstance of life. Now, this morning, we're going to be talking about thriving in every season of life. You know, living in Wisconsin, we certainly know about seasons, don't we? You know, some days it seems like we experience all four seasons within 24 hours. That's Wisconsin. That's why we love it. Amen? We often jest, you know, to one another that if you don't like the current weather, just wait a few minutes, it's going to change. And it often does. You know, as fickle as the daily weather may seem, the sequence and the timing of the four seasons is actually quite predictable. You know, seasons change according to the calendar. And of course, you know, we look out today and see, you know, as we're coming towards the end of summer, sadly, and some of my trees are already beginning to drop some leaves and there's a slight change of color. The squirrels are all trying to get the black walnuts from my neighbor's tree buried in my yard. I find those nuts in the craziest place. If I open up my garage door, I'll find them sometimes right on top of the garage door. And I'll find them, you know, in crazy places on top of light switches and the like. And it's all a sign that, you know, just in a very short while, fall is going to be upon us. And so it's not only the calendar, but we know that it's exacting, you know, it's during this month of September that we begin to transition. And the transition will continue on through November. And then we'll be followed up by the winter season starting somewhere late November, December. It's all rather predictable is what I'm saying. But here's why it is predictable. You know, following the devastation of the earth by the worldwide flood, and God destroyed the world by the flood, following after the flood, he made a promise to Noah. And this promise is threefold. God said, first of all, he would never curse the earth again. Secondly, he said he would never destroy all of living creatures. And then fourthly or thirdly, he said, this cycle of seasons would never stop, would always be continuous. You can look at it in Genesis chapter 8. Listen to what it says. It says, I will never again curse the ground because of man. For the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again strike down every living creature as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, shall not cease. Notice what it says there. The cold, the heat, the summer, the winter, the day, the night, shall not cease. It was a promise that God gave to Noah. Now, like it or not, then, the seasons are here to stay. Each season brings with it some very special opportunities. For some of you, as soon as spring comes, you begin to think about fishing and the opening day of fishing. Then as summer comes, you've got all kinds of summer activities and outdoor activities. When fall comes, you begin to think about hunting. You begin to think about, you know, winter sports. And then in the winter time, you're snowmobiling, you're downhill skiing, cross-country skiing, all of this. So every season brings certain opportunities, but it also brings certain challenges. Those of us that shovel snow, we know what that's all about, right? There's a season, and during the summertime, as beautiful as it is, you know you're going to have to mow every single week. Unless you can talk your wife into doing it, then the neighbor comes over and pitches in and tries to help. You see, the Western world has varying degrees, but all of us experience four seasons. It's the spring, the summer, the fall, and the winter. You know, it might surprise some of you that even the Hawaiian Islands, they experience a winter season. Now, if you look at their season, it's many times relatively cooler. It cools down during the winter, nothing like it is here in Wisconsin, of course. But also there is ocean current change and the ocean waves exponentially get larger. And that's why it's usually during the winter season in Hawaii that they will go for their big surfing contests and so on the North Shore. And the reason for it is that the weather and the season literally changes the currents, the waves, and the temperature. Now, compared, as I said, to the Midwest winters, it may seem like nothing, and yet it is clearly a seasonable change. Now, I want you to consider how life is made up of seasons then. We know about the physical seasons, the nature seasons, but what about the seasons of life? You see, all living things, humans, plants, animals, we're all subject to seasons of life. There is the spring season, and that is when it's new life. That's the birthing time. That is the season whereby things begin to blossom and come to life once again after a long, cold winter. Then there's the summer season. That's the season of growth and maturity. Followed by fall, and that's harvest time. It's the time that we reap what we have sown. And then it's winter, and the earth begins to rest, and we enjoy the harvest that we've set aside during the fall season. You know, you also discover that life is comprised not only in the natural way, but physical life is made up of about four different seasons. The first season is, we might say, the spring season. That's the first 20 years of our life. That is birth. That is the time through, you know, growing through, you know, emotions and going on to high school and from high school, beginning college. And then we go into the summer season. That's the second 20 years. And that'll lead us up to age 40. And during that time, it's a time of growth and maturity. It's a time where we excel at our jobs. And, you know, we kind of reach our highest potential. That leads us into the fall season. That brings us into the 60s. And then we go into the winter season. The winter season is the 80s, the time of season of life, where it's the twilight time of life. And it's during that time that we enjoy or we, you know, regret how we've lived our lives during that final season of 20 years called the winter season of life. Now, friends, I believe there's much that we can learn then spiritually from the way the physical seasons operate. Now, the first thing that I believe that we can learn is the fact that we do not control the seasons. We do not control the seasons. If I had my way, it'd be summer all the time. Matter of fact, it'd be 80 degrees, sunny. There'd be no clouds, and there'd be no rain. That's the way I would like it all the time. 24/7, 365. Now, the only problem with that is Wisconsin would soon begin to look like the Sahara Desert. And we know that places that have 80 degrees every single day, there's no rain. And there's no clouds, there's nothing that can remain alive in such a place. And so, here in Wisconsin, we have the seasons, and we're grateful for them. Now, others of you may say, my favorite season is spring, or it's fall, or it's wintertime. I love to go outdoors during the winter, snowmobiling and the like. You know, many of us, you know, if we could choose, we would probably choose have one particular season and have that one season most all of the time. So lesson number one is the fact that we do not control the seasons. Now, friends, just as we cannot control the seasons, and there have been attempts by science and scientists to control seasons. Heretofore, they've been unsuccessful. They've been able to seed some clouds, but the cloud may give forth a little rain, only for just a wee bit, and then it goes back to everything being normal within the season. So there are many seasons in life, some of which are extremely enjoyable, while others really are not that enjoyable. I want you to listen to how Solomon describes now the seasons of life. He does so in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, starting with verse 1. He says, "For everything, there is a season." We could almost stop right there, but we'll continue on. "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. There is a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, otherwise harvest what has been planted. There's a time to kill and a time to heal. There's a time when an officer of the law might, out of responsibility of saving the lives of others, need to take a life, but then there's also a time to try to heal. Matter of fact, immediately after that shot, they'll bring in, you know, crews to try to preserve that very life. There's a time to kill and a time to heal. There's a time to break down and a time to build up. There's a time to tear down old buildings, time to build up new. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh. There's a time to mourn and a time to dance. There's a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. There's a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. There's a time to seek and a time to lose. There's a time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love. A time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. Now, friends, once again, if I were to control the seasons of my life, I would choose, hands down, birth over death. I would choose laughing over weeping. I would choose dancing over mourning. All of Solomon's list here, and he lists here 28 different seasons of life, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And when you look at those seasons, it's the season of seeking, losing, keeping, casting away, tearing down, sowing, all of these various seasons of life. And all total, he lists 28 of them. Though we cannot control the seasons of our lives, we understand that, the physical seasons nor the spiritual seasons of our life, we can know and trust the one who does change the seasons. And it's so good to know that we can trust the Lord our God. In whatever season we find ourselves in, we can trust Him. I want to listen to what Daniel says in Daniel chapter 2. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, whom belongeth wisdom and might." You'll never find anyone wiser than God or stronger than God. And so Daniel says, it belongs to God. And then he goes on in verse 21. He says, he changes times and seasons. Notice that. He changes times and seasons. He removes kings and he sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. So the first lesson there is we do not control the seasons of life, but we can trust the one that is in control. And friend, whatever season you're in this morning, the season may be one of mourning. God has that. He's going to bring you through this, and there will be a day of rejoicing. You may be in the moment where you are wondering what the future is going to be, and you're kind of at a standstill. God has this. He's going to lead you on through. We do not control the seasons, neither the physical seasons nor the seasons of our lives. But we can know that God trusts us to trust Him, that He knows what He's doing with every season of our life. The second lesson we can learn is seasons come and seasons go. You know, no season lasts forever. Now, let me give you some good news followed by just a little bit of bad news. If you're in a difficult situation this morning, I encourage you, don't give up. This season is going to come to an end. A new season is coming. And God is going to see you through to the next. And I want you to understand that in this season of life, this difficult season, don't give up, don't give in, because God is in control and a new season is on the horizon. Okay, now buckle your seatbelts, because here's the bad news. If you're in a good season and everything is going great, that season will not last forever either. You know, difficult seasons of life, they're often confusing, and they're very hard to understand. It's in the midst of those difficult situations where we're asking the question, why is this happening to me, God? Is this a result of sin? What is it, Lord, that's causing this to happen in my life? Why am I going through such a tough season of life? Friends, we live by faith. We do not walk by sight, nor by divine explanation. Oftentimes, there will be no explanation that God will give. And in the midst of that season of life, we must simply trust Him and trust His promises. For whatever season you're in, I promise you today that God has a verse and He's got a promise in the Bible that deals with the situation you're in at this very moment. All you need to do is grab a hold of the one that is the unchangeable God. And the unchangeable God, He is going to change the very seasons that are affecting your life, even in this very moment. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 11 says this. Now remember, we just got done reading 28 different seasons found in the earlier part of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Now listen what it says. After those 28 different seasons, it says this in verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. We might say that He's made everything beautiful in its season. Friend, the thing that you disdain right now, you will look back at one day and say, God is the one that brought me through. You'll look back one day and say, even though I did not like that season of life, God taught me some principles. He taught me some things that I could only learn in that moment. And I'm so grateful that God has given me that season, brought me through the season, and now we're on the victory side. And I want you to understand, God is going to bring you through because He is not interested only in us surviving. I believe that God wants us to thrive in every single, time of life and also in every season of life. Now, the third lesson that we should learn and can learn is that God is the only constant in life. You know, we live in a very changing world. Geopolitically, it's changing. If you look at the maps, you'll see that even the geography of countries are changing as, there's give and take from countries and there's wars and rumors of wars and all these things that are happening round about us. God is the only constant in life. Let's go back for just a few moments here and consider the four physical seasons of summer and spring, fall, winter, and the like, okay? Now, all four seasons are caused, as you well know and remember, even from grade school natural science, we were taught that the tilting of the earth on its axis and its rotation around the sun is what causes the various seasons. The seasons change then as the earth moves, but the sun in our planetary system, as you all remember, remains constant. And everything revolves around it. In all four seasons, the sun is always right where it's always been. It changes not one iota of location. Now, if we apply that truth to our lives spiritually for a moment and to our daily lives, the seasons of our life may change from good to bad or even from bad to good. But the sun, in this case, S-O-N, Son, Jesus Christ the Son, has never moved and He does not change. And I am so grateful that He is the unchanging one. He is the consistent. He is the constant in all of life. We live, yes, with so much change. But I'm so glad to know that God says of Himself in Malachi chapter 3, He says, I'm the Lord thy God and I change not. I'm so glad He does not change. You see, perfection cannot change. God is a God that is absolutely perfect as He is. And any change would either cause, Him to be diminished from who He is and what He is at this moment. And therefore, God changes not. And friends, we count on that. We count on the fact that God does not say, I'm going to just forget about mankind today. We count on that. We count on the fact that God is faithful and that God does not give up on us. We count on that. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says this, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me run that by again because you count on it, I count on it. It is the only constant in life. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Friend, when you were born in that delivery room, Jesus was there. When we're 5 years old, 10 years old, 20, 50, 80, he's always there. And when we pass from this life, he's going to be the first one to greet us on the other side if we have served him here with the words, "Welcome home, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of thy salvation." Heard a few moments ago that Tony Martinez, former board member, long-term member of this congregation, he passed away just yesterday, actually on Friday. And I was with him a little earlier in the week, and he said, "You know, I'm just waiting." He could hardly speak, he was so weak at that moment, but he said, "I'm just waiting for the gates to open." He had absolute confidence. And then we talked about a song that Tony used to sing. He used to bless us in music. And Tony, he would sing the song, "I'll fall on my knees and cry glory." And we talked about that song. And Tony said, "You know, I have no way of knowing what it'll be like when I stand before him for that first moment. But," he said, "one thing I do know, I will fall on my knees and I will declare his glory." Then he took me by the hand. Like a sandwich, he put one hand on top, the other hand underneath. And he said, "Let the warmth of my hands and the love of my heart always be with you, Pastor." And that was the last words that Tony shared with me. Now, friends, it's so good to know that in that season, when our bodies grow weak, when we grow old, that we can know that there's more, that there's an eternity full of more. And friends, the best is yet to come. If you think the seasons of life down are good, this is not to be compared for what God has in store for us on the other side. In every season, Jesus is the constant. So friends, we do not control the seasons. Seasons come and seasons go. The Son, Jesus Christ, the S-O-N, is the only constant in life. Now, I want to encourage you this morning, if you're currently living in a dry season, you know, the Christian life can be one of ebb and flow to a certain degree. And there's sometimes in our lives where we go through some dry spells and we wonder, "God, where are you at? Why is it that I do not feel the same joy that I felt when I first gave my life to you as a young person? Why do I not feel that?" And these dry seasons at times cause us to wonder, has God moved away? And remember, God is the constant. He is one that's always right there in the same place. It's always us that are moving away. It's never God. And God, he's going to send the rain. Friend, I want you to know, in that dry season, the rain is coming. If you're in a waiting season and you're waiting and you're wondering what is next, it might be in your vocation, or it could be in your education, it might be in your home, your relationships. You're in this waiting season. You feel like you're on hold. I want you to know that it's not a waste of time. God's at work. And behind the curtain of time, God is doing something wonderful on your behalf. And one day it will be revealed exactly what it is, of why the waiting season was there in your life. But God is at work. So if you're in a dry season, rain is coming. Waiting season, God's at work. If you're in a busy season, you're in one of those seasons where it feels like all you do is just run all day long. I have empathy for a lot of these young parents. You know, when you bring a child home from the hospital, I often tell young moms, while they're still pregnant, that child in your stomach is the easiest it will ever be to care for. From delivery on, the race is on. And it's a time of great busyness. You know, every 2 hours, feeding all throughout the night, you know, at the beginning, and I mean, it's just a lot. And then on top of that, you've got the daily chores and responsibilities. And you know, I get it. whether it's in parenting or whether it's at your current job, whether it's just an amalgamation of everything. I often think back when I was in college, I took 23 credits. I wanted to finish up and, you know, go on with life and ministry. I took 23 credits semester. I worked nearly full 40 hours at the Elmer and Olsen Company, and I donated of my time and energy to the church I was attending, probably another 15 to 20 hours a week. I'd come home from my job, getting home at 9:30 at night, and then I began my studies, you know, for college. And I'd study until wee hours of the morning, and my first class was at 7:10. Here's what I'm saying. I'm not bragging about anything. I'm just simply saying that time of life seemed so incredibly crazy. But you know what? God put me into a different season. And in this season, I put all of my energy into one area. And that one area is for the kingdom of God. And what a blessing it has been. It's no longer a piece here, piece there. And maybe that's where you feel. You feel like your life is just a little piece here, a little piece there. Let me just say this. It's temporary. It's temporary. It's not ever always going to be this way. So enjoy the moment and know that God's strength will bring you through and he'll bring you into another season. For others, you might be in a testing or trial season of your life and you just feel like you're being tried. You're being tried like metal in the furnace and you just feel like every day is a trial. Let me just say this. A testimony is in the making. I love that saying that says, without a test, there's no testimony. And there's a testimony on the way. Or maybe you feel like you are in a season of spiritual warfare, and you've just been battling every single day. You put on the whole armor of God, and you go out, and it's just, it's fight, 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 fight. It's battle, battle, battle. I want you to know the battle belongs to the Lord. The battle belongs to the Lord. And he will bring you through to victory. And if you are in a happy season, they say that there are these six seasons of life. Dry season, waiting season, busy season, testing season, spiritual warfare season. And then there's the happy season. And if you are in the happy season, then you ought to be singing your song. And you ought to be praising God. And you ought to be glorifying him. And you ought to be enjoying every moment of that season of your life, the happy season. You see, regardless of the season or the time of your life, God is in control. And he wants you to thrive. And he is going to be on your side. And he's going to lead you through to victory. He wants you to move out of survival mode into thriving. And I believe that God's got a plan for everyone in the house today. And to all of our friends that are joining us online. God cares. God knows. God's got a plan. The final chapter has not yet been written. And when the dust is settled, you're going to raise your hands and say, God brought me through. God brought me through. You're in one of those seasons this morning.